Hungarians, Americans, and other ethnic groups gathered to enjoy Hungarian culture for a day in Sarasota this past Sunday. WMNF reporters Colleen Krepsteckis and Andrea Lipka were on site to get the story.
One of the people interviewed, Anthony Selpal, was an icon of a historic event. He was in Budapest in Parliament Square during the 1956 revolt when Soviet tanks rumbled into the crowd of protesters and began firing. Selpal remembers this incident clearly, even today.
Yes, I was shot at. I was underneath the arcade of the ministry over there when a tank came up and stopped right in front of us.
After the tank started firing at the protesters, Selpan ran to a nearby building and into the basement for safety. When things simmered down, he spoke to a protester to see if he was okay.
A bullet grazed his forehead, took the skin right off, right here, bleeding. The only thing he could say, I guess I'm lucky today.
Selpal also considers himself lucky because he escaped to the U.S. after the uprising, where he met his wife Barbara, who's from Iowa. The Selpal family came to the right place for great ethnic goulash, where they were hosting an on-site cook-off competition. The competition included three participants who simmered the meat with slightly different ingredients representing their area of the country. Goulash tastes good only when cooked slowly in a kettle over an open fire and charcoal. The dish is traditionally made with several ingredients.
One of them is kind of mixed with made from vegetable salt and all kinds of and a paprika.
Ani Korakotsi owns a multi-ethnic deli in Safety Harbor. She's at the festival with her sister, where they have been serving a steady stream of customers selling Hungarian langos. Langos originated as a poor man's food and has a simple recipe.
Basically flour in it mixed with water and a little seasoning, and that's all. It's very simple.
It's a dough deep fried in oil and is similar to America's funnel cake found at local fairs. It's also versatile because of the different kinds of toppings.
Garlic, or you can have a sour cream on it. Or even sauerkraut. It's so many different versions of it.
Good food and music unites people, as proven by festivals increasing attendance. Last year, it enjoyed 800 visitors, and this year, the attendance doubled. The organizers consist of only four members who represent the Global Friendship Foundation. Erika Klotik is the president of the foundation.
We started out as four of us decide we want to do something to connect the Hungarians who live in the United States, especially in Florida, because we're right here. And also we want to connect all of the other nations too. Our organization is not another Hungarian club. We try to get connection between all of the European countries, us and Americans.
The festival's events catered to all age groups.
Make people happy. I love when they come in and they love the festival, they love the music. I'm going to have dancers, that's going to be awesome. And also for the kids, we did for them, we have jumping castle, we have a pony ride, and we also going to have little bags of presents for them when they come in. I'm going to have a magic show at 4 o'clock. And I just love to make people happy, and it's make me happy, so.
Klotik and her team met their goals with at least one American couple who dropped in when they saw the sign on the road. Just like us, Muriel and her husband didn't seem to understand what everyone was saying.
No, Italian, but we were very excited to come and try something different. Never had Hungarian food.
The organizers plan on hosting the Hungarian festival next year as well in October. Be sure to come early to get a good parking spot, and don't forget to bring your appetite. Andrea Lipka and Colin Krepsteckis reporting for WMNF.